We're doing the book of Shmuel. We had learned last time about how Avner came over to David's side, and when David tried to make a pact with him, so then David's chief general, his nephew Yoav, killed Avner over the fact that Avner had killed Yoav's own brother, Asael. And then David made a tremendous eulogy and a funeral procession, and he wept, and he tried to show everyone that he had nothing to do with the murder of Avner. He had an interest in uniting the nation, but he succeeded, but only to an extent. When Ishbosheth, the king, Shaul's son, heard that Avner was dead, so he was very weakened by it, and all the Jews were scared, because now they felt like they got nowhere to go. Ishbosheth doesn't seem like he's going to be a successful leader. David, they're not so confident that David didn't have Avner assassinated purposely. So that they felt like they got nowhere to go. And that's why Hashem, so to speak, sets up the scene. And Hashem shows us how David did win the Jewish people over. There were two people who were chief generals of Ishbosheth. Their names were Baana and Rechav. They were brothers. And these two snuck in to Ishbosheth on a hot afternoon when Ishbosheth was resting. And they murdered him. And they cut off Ishbosheth's head, and they brought it to David to Hebron. And they said, "Here is the head of your enemy." David's men had been fighting Ishbosheth's men, so they figured, "We just put an end to war." And they said, "Look, Hashem gave you revenge today from Saul and his children." And David yells at them and he says, "I swear by Hashem who saved me from all danger, that the one who told me that Saul was dead, he thought he was giving me good news, and I grabbed him and I killed him in Ziklag. He had killed King Saul after King Saul was mortally wounded. King Saul asked him to kill him. King Saul was scared that he would be tortured by the enemies. And even so, when he dared say he lifted a finger against the anointed one of Hashem, I killed him. Now you wicked people, you killed a pious man. He was at home lying peacefully. He did you no harm. You think I won't demand your blood? I will wipe you off the face of the earth." And he orders them hung. They were killed. Their hands and feet were cut off. And they were hung. And then they took Ishbosheth, and they took his head, and they buried it in Avner's caver in Hebron. Now, this occurrence is not only about the righteousness of David, but it reinstated the confidence of the people that they could join David and that David would treat them fairly. Because the fact that David did not celebrate the downfall of Ishbosheth, but quite the contrary, he took his assassins and murdered them. He killed them. He didn't let them get away with it. So that showed the people that David had nothing to do with the assassination of Avner. David kept claiming, "I didn't want him dead. That's not my interest here. I want to reunite everyone." Everyone said, "Yeah, maybe, right, but he happens to be dead." So they weren't sure they could join forces with David. But now that David actively killed the assassins of Ishbosheth, the people were more confident. And so they sent word to David to Hebron, and they said, "You know, we're all one family. You used to be the chief general when Saul was king, and Hashem told you should shepherd the people of Israel, you be the leader." And the elders came to David, and he made a pact with them, and they anointed David as king over Israel. So David, at 30 years old, he becomes king over Israel. Now the truth is that he was 30 when he was initially anointed, when he was initially king in Hebron, and that took place, that was 7.5 years. Now he was 37.5 when the rest of Israel accepted him, and he moved his kingdom to Jerusalem. David is the one that instated Jerusalem as the capital of the people of Israel. And in Jerusalem he will rule for another 33 years. So David is now 37 years old. And he has to capture Jerusalem. And at that time the people living in Jerusalem were the Yebusi. And they had contraptions set up that were run by waterways. They had these idols set up with knives that they kept moving and whirling they had gears under them that were powered by water, and you couldn't approach the city because you had these mechanical soldiers who kept waving swords all around the city, and you couldn't approach the city. And David said, "Whoever captures it, I'll make him a general, And Yoav, his nephew, leaped over the wall, and he was able to put a stop to the water that was running in these ditches that kept these mechanical soldiers moving. And then they were able to conquer the city of Yevus, which is also known as the city of Jerusalem. Our sages say that when it says that they had these blind, lame soldiers guarding the city, it doesn't mean the way we simply explain now that they had these mechanical soldiers that were powered by the waterways, but rather they had idols in the shape of a lame man that was supposed to represent Yaakov Avinu, and they had idols in the shape of a blind man, and that was supposed to represent Yitzchak Avinu, and they had copies all over the city. They had copies written of the treaty that Yitzchak made with Avimelech and said, I promise you and your children and your grandchildren four generations that we won't attack. And David was told, you can't attack us because your great-great-grandfather promised us and we still have descendants around that are fourth generation from Avimelech, and you're not allowed to attack the city of Jerusalem. And David said, anyone who could find me a halachic opening to attack them, an area halachically that proves that it's permissible to attack them, I will reward him. And then they found an area. They said, you know what? It's true we made a pact, but they broke the pact first. They attacked us. Look at how many times they attacked us. If they didn't keep their end of the pact, we don't have to keep our end of the pact. And once they came to a halachic conclusion that they were allowed to attack, even though there was this pact between Avraham and Avimelech and Yitzchak and Avimelech, then David attacked and conquered Jerusalem. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick up here Bezrat Hashem next time.